The January 6th committee hearings continue on Capitol Hill. With us with political perspective is Dr. Jim Moore from Pacific University. Good morning, Jim.
Hello to you.
Okay, these D.C. hearings are continuing. Where are we at right now?
Well, basically, the committee is still making the case that we heard about, a week and a half ago. Remember, Liz Cheney said that there was a 7-step process by which Donald Trump had led to January 6th. And so we're going through those steps. We heard last week about people telling him that he'd lost the election, and yet he said, no, I didn't lose the election. And so that's why you can probably expect probably about 4 or 5 more of these as we just go through all the steps.
And the hearings themselves, will they reach an apex?
Well, what we do know is they said they were only going to hold committee hearings through the month of June and then pick them up again in September. And so we don't know, will there, for instance, be an apex, a cliffhanger or something as we get to the end of June, and then we'll pick it up again in September? We aren't sure how that's going to work. Looking at the way they've been packaging these hearings with the very professional interweave of recordings and live testimony and things like that, I would expect an apex, because they're looking at a narrative arc, and a narrative arc needs an apex.
And what would be the message, seeing as how the Democrats, mostly, this is a bipartisan committee, but it is of one narrative, what will that message be at the end, do you think?
I think the message is going to be that Donald Trump knowingly and on purpose invited the riots and the insurrection that took place on January 6th. That's, once again, is from Liz Cheney's opening statement. She made that very, very clear. And from what we've seen with the rest of the committee, they're all totally on board with that. Will they make that case? It'll be up to us to kind of figure that out. But I think that's exactly where they're going.
And will anyone care, Jim?
Yeah, people will care, but they'll care in kind of two separate ways. Republicans who really like Donald Trump will care by saying, this is the deep state and fake media, and I don't need to pay any attention to it. People who don't like Donald Trump will say, this confirms everything I knew about Donald Trump. He should never hold office again. What does that mean? It means we resolve it at the ballot box.
Right. In November. So final question, the midterm elections, have all American elections changed? And should we expect a whole different ball of wax come November?
We're beginning to see that we might. And I say might because the primaries are a dress rehearsal for November. And in some states, the main issues in the primaries have been, you can't trust elections, therefore you should vote for me, so I will keep track of them and the deep state will not steal them anymore. In a lot of other places, it's been regular. It's been, hey, the economy's bad, you should vote for me. The economy's doing well, you should vote for me. It's been the usual things that drive voters to the polls. So we don't know in November if it will be, for instance, a referendum on Donald Trump, even though he's not president, or will it be all these local things? And the local things and other national things, I got to tell you, people are really, really nervous about the economy. And that tends to drive elections rather than a single person, especially in the off year.
Terrific perspective as usual, Jim. Thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Political analyst Dr. Jim Moore from Pacific University.